So you have Livnei Yaver is where you cause the guy to violate Nesha. That's Nesha Deraisa. You are the cause, means he couldn't have done it without you, and and Esar happens because of you. That's Livnei Yaver and Nesha Deraisa. But if it could have happened anyway, if he would have done it anyways, then it's not Nesha Deraisa, but it's still Nesha Derabanan, called Mesa, helping the guy violate Nesha. Okay. Now that's Nesha Derabanan. Where does Nesha Derabanan come from? So Tosus on the Rosh. So Rush is a little more explicit, says, because you see that, for instance, if a person is, a katan even, is eating nevela, Bezdin has to stop him. So certainly you can't help him do it. So he said, yeah, certainly Bezdin can't help him do it, but how do you get that I can't help him do it? And me, I'm not Bezdin. So how do you make that conclusion? Right? Okay, so we said no. And also, it's funny, is that he says it, the way Tosus says it, is like it's asur to be misayaya, and he says, why? Because you chayev to be mafresh. So wait a minute, is it a chayev or is it nisar? So we said that what it means is that really the halacha is that there's a chayev. The question is like this, as we said is like this. When you say bezin's chayev to be mafresh a guy, what's pshat? Is it pshat that it's a beznin, it's a chiv of beznin? Like, let's say, Mises Beznin. It's a chiv of beznin. Who's the chiv on? It's chiv on beznin. Okay? Or we say no. Is it really it's a chiv on Klal Yisrael? Like, Klal Yisrael is like Klal Yisrael or Ibn Zelza. Everyone's has to be concerned about everyone else. We're one Klal. And everybody, you have to be concerned about someone else's violation. And you have to prevent them. But practically, you can't have every single person being a policeman and going around preventing every other person from doing violating. So Bezdin is, so to speak, the arm of Klal Yisrael in carrying out this prevention. But its pshat is like Bezdin are doing, like they're like the shluchim, so to speak. It's not a chi of Bezdin per se, it's a chi of Klal Yisrael, which is carried out through Bezdin. But everyone's really chayiv in the abstract. Okay, it's just that it's only done by Bezdin. Okay, so far so good. Okay. So we said that being the case, so you say, what's the nafkamina? Either way, I'm not chayev. But the nafkamina is like this, is that, see, helping a guy is the antithesis of preventing a guy. Okay, so if I have an abstract chayev, if I have a chayev to prevent a guy, so it's true you could say, I'm going to rely on Bezin. Bezin will do it for me. That's all well and good. I could tell Bezin to do the active part for me. But if I actually help him, I'm undermining my chayev. Okay, so even though my chiv is in a latent form, but it still exists, and you can't do the contrary to it, so it's asr, because the isr is, it's a bittel of my chiv to be porish, to be mafreshim. Now, you don't say I'm chayv to stop a guy. Yeah, I have a chiv, but Bezdin's doing it for me. But you can't deny it, that's an isr. So the isr is, because it's a denial of the chiv of afrasha. Okay? Okay, so that's all I'm going to say. And that's why you can learn from Bezdin. Because you see, apparently the Rosh held this. It doesn't make sense to say that this is a din of Bezdin. Like, intrinsically a din of Bezdin. Because where does that come from? Intrinsically Bezdin? Why is Bezdin? Everyone has to stop. So he's learning that the Svara must be that it's a din of really Klal Yisrael, and Bezdin is just the Shluchim. Oh, so then it really exists on everybody. So that's good. Now the thing is, now you have a Tosfos, which says that by a guy there's Livnei Yaver. By a guy there is an Isser of Livnei Yaver. You can't give a guy Yaver Menachai, for instance. If he couldn't have gotten it otherwise. You can't give him Avodah Zarah if he wasn't going to be able to get it otherwise. That's Isser of Livnei Yaver. Even by a guy. Or by a Mumar. If you have a guy who's like totally a secular Jew, doesn't care about Halacha, totally rejects Halacha, doesn't keep anything. Okay, you're still not allowed to. If, for instance, you have his pig, whatever reason you have it, and he says, can you give me my pig? You're not allowed to give it to him. Okay? Unless he was going to be able to get it otherwise. But even though it's his, even though he owns it, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to give him the thing if he could have gotten it some other way. Okay? If he could have gotten it some other way. That's Livnei Yaver. Okay? That's Livnei Yaver. But Tosva says, Tosva implies, and it's a clear implication, that you don't have, if he could have gotten it some other way, then it's okay. Then you can give it to him. The problem is, why isn't that Messiah? Okay? The implication is that by a guy and by a Mumar, there is no Messiah. Okay? There is no Messiah. There's no Isidar Banan by a guy and by a Mumar. There is Messiah by Israel, but there's no Messiah by a guy in a Mumar. The difficulty is, why not? I mean, a guy is a little easier to see, but a Mumar, in fact, how do you know there's Lifnei Iver by a Mumar? Because Tosus says, because he's a Jew. Why should it be any different? I mean, Jew's a Jew. So he decided to reject the mitzvahs, but he's still mechuyev in the mitzvahs 100%. So, you know, let it cause him to stumble. He was going to do it anyways, but so what? But you're causing him to stumble. So Lifnei Iver, he wasn't going to do it without you. He wasn't going to do it without you. If he wasn't doing it, fine. If he wasn't going to do this without you, then he'd say this of neighbor. So the same thing is by Misaya. If you say he's a Jew, then he's a Jew. So why shouldn't there be Misaya by a Mumar? Okay, but that basically is Tosa says, and the Rosh says it, and then they want to say, the Ramah wanted to claim it's a Machlokas, Rishonim, because our Gemara, our Tosa and Shabbos says that there is a din of Misaya, but basically the Shach says that no one really argues. Shach says that everyone agrees that when all these shittos who say there's din of Messiah, that's only by a Jew. But when it comes to a guy or a mumar, he says everyone agrees there's no Messiah. Yeah, there's no problem. Okay, we happen to find the Rashi. Okay, the Magen Avraham sent us to a Rashi who says the opposite, who clearly implies that by a guy there is a phenomenon of Messiah. You're not allowed to be Messiah a guy either. Okay, is the Rashi of Zara and was it Nun Aleph or something like that? Memtas and Manalef? I don't know, something like that. Memtas. Nun Aleph? Nun Aleph and Manalef. Who said that there is no Messiah by a guy. Okay? Because he had a case where he said it's not Messiah because it's not us for the guy to do this such and such a thing. But the implication is, but there is an issue of Messiah by a guy. So you have here a Machlokas, whether or not, so presumably Rashi would say by a Mumar also. I mean, it's hard to imagine a Mumar is going to be worse than a guy, you think. So the question is, in Machlokas, whether or not Misayaya applies to a guy in Mumar or it doesn't. Right? I mean, that's what we left with, I think, right? Correct? I mean, I guess on the surface, before we get to... the problem is really with Tosas, why shouldn't it? Right? I mean, once we say why shouldn't, then we get to Rashi, why it should. But I mean, so as Rashi's good, why not? You have a Fnei applies to a Misayaya, why should it make any difference? Why should you make this Chilak? So I think first maybe we should explain Tosas. What's this Chilak? The Shach is saying everyone holds by a chilek. That you don't have Messiah by a guy or by a mumar. Why not? Something like this is that according to the Shach's argument or Tosos, I was learning in Tosos, is that the halacha of what's the halacha of being Parish a guy? So it's an idea of like Kalishal Rivenzel said that Yechayev, everyone is like co-signers, so to speak, for each other. And you're responsible for everybody. You can't just say, I'm going to take care of myself and not worry about anyone else. You have to, so to speak, assist all the other Jews in their Shemir Mitzvahs. Okay, we're a klal. Okay, now first of all, that's what doesn't apply to Goyim. Goyim is no halacha. You have to help out a guy. I mean, it's a nice idea. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but there's no chayivus like that. It's a chayiv on Klal Yisrael, where we're a klal, and there's a bris on to Klal Yisrael, and we're all... It's Tava as a group, and we have to help the whole group. But on the Goyim are separate, they're not part of our group, and we're not Mechuyev to help them in doing it. So there's no halacha of being Mafresh Goyim from Esau. And it may be a nice thing to do, but there's no Chiyuv like that. Chiyuv is, it stems from the din of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Now by the Mumar, the problem is I, the Mumar, is a Jew. But I think the idea is, it's not just Pshat that we have to go around policing everybody and forcing them to stop doing Yisurim. But I think the idea is, it's in the din of assisting another Jew. And the idea is, every person is keeping the Torah, and the assumption the guy is trying to keep the Torah, and if you see a guy is in a situation where he's being nechshal, so there's a halacha that they have to stop him, you have to prevent him. Okay? In other words, you have to help him in his shmir ha-mitzvahs. If he's having a hard time with this area, he's being overcome, or he's a shogeg. So the halacha is that Bezdin, or anybody, is chayev to be mafreshim. It means to help him, prevent him from violating. But it's an idea of assisting a Jew in his shmiras mitzvahs. In other words, he has a primary chayev, but so far as he is being remiss in some form, so you have to help him in the shmir. Okay? But that's all well and good, assuming he's involved in shmiras mitzvahs. Okay? If he's a mumar, and he basically says, I don't care about the mitzvah, then there's no pshat in assisting him. There's not a pshat in terms of you just have to stop the action. It's an idea of, you're an orei for him, so you have to help the guy, you have to help a person in Hishmiras HaMitzvahs. So again, it presumes a Gavra who's a Barachli of keeping the mitzvahs. He's keeping the mitzvahs and you have to be helping him. Now it's true, he doesn't have a right to be a Mumar, it's not a Mutter to be a Mumar, but that's the bottom line. So now, you can't say, I'm assisting him. Assisting presumes there's a guy who's involved and who is concerned about these things, and I'm assisting him. So that is not the case by a Mumar. But there's no Isser to help a guy. It's not like an Isser helping. It's an idea of that it's not an Isser to help him do an Isser. The halacha is that I have to assist him in Shemiras HaMitzvahs. So again, that could only be by a guy who's in the parsha of Shemiras HaMitzvahs. See, I don't know if it means, I don't know if it means necessarily not a mezid is a mumar. I mean, it depends what kind of mezid, I'd say. See, the reason why the Shas says mumar and then the Tos says mumar is a guy who basically just like rejects it. He gives it up. His meimer means he trades Torah for something else. He gives up the mitzvah. There's no shaykhus the mitzvah. The guy's amazed because his yitzhara is getting him, so then he would be chayef too. Doesn't just mean mazed, because now he's trying to keep the mitzvah, but he's overcome by his taiva, so you have to stop him, you have to help him control himself. So that I'd say, yeah. But if a guy's a mumar, it's not as, he's basically, he has no shaykhus, he's not keeping the mitzvahs. So you're helping him, you're being poreshim, wouldn't be assisting him. It's not just pshat achiv to be mafresh, to stop a guy. It's achiv to assist a guy in the shmiras mitzvahs. So that's why it can only be by a guy who's from, so to speak, or who's keeping the mitzvah. That's Tosus, right? That's why it's not by a guy, not by a mumar. Any questions so far? Tosus is not learning that the halacha is that navera is a bad thing, and if you see a navera happening, you have to stop it because it's a very bad thing to happen, and you have to prevent it. That's not the halacha of being mafresh. Because then it would be by a mumar. It's a bad thing. If a mumar does it, so you should have to stop him. What I'm saying is it's not the halacha. The halacha is that avera is a bad thing, fine. That's a guy has to worry about his averas. Every person has to worry about his own averas. Now the only thing is sometimes a guy could be trying to do the mitzvahs and trying to keep the halachos, but he gets caught and he's having a hard time. For whatever reason, by accident, on purpose, is it a hara, whatever it is. And the halacha is that it was that the Jews are all one group, and you have to help a guy in his pursuit. So if he's doing an avera, you have to assist him in beating the avera, in overcoming the avera, and avoiding the avera. That's halacha of being mafreshim. Being mafreshim is in assisting someone in his pursuit. But you can only assist someone who's involved in a thing. Assist means you're taking on a secondary role. There's a primary gavra who's in the world of keeping the thing, and you're helping him. But a guy who totally rejected the thing, you're not helping. Like a guy, let's say a guy who's guy says, I don't care about Shabbos. So you're not by stopping him from driving, you're not helping him keep Shabbos. He's not keeping Shabbos. He has no shaykhus to keeping Shabbos. He's just preventing an action. It's a random action. You're preventing this action of Chil Shabbos. That's not the halacha. The halacha is to help the gavro who's in his Shemir HaMitzvahs. Because of our arvos, that's what it stands for. Reshar Imzel, that means the peram chiv to help another guy in his pursuit. To chiv to me as a gavra, I have to help another person in his pursuit. It's not halacha that an evil thing is happening, I have to prevent it. So if a guy, so that's in the positive form of bezin being Polish a guy. But now when it comes to an individual, so if you have a guy who's a from guy, he keeps halacha, so now look, I'm not chayiv to stop him from violating something, because Bezin does that. But if I give him, if I help him, if I give it to him, I'm denying my chayiv to help him. As I have a chayiv of assisting Jews, and I'm denying it because I'm helping him on the contrary. I'm assisting him in his accomplishing his aver. So that's awesome. But if you have a mumar who basically is no shaykhus at all, I don't have to assist him, there's no halacha of assisting altogether, so now I'm just assisting him in doing the avera, so what? There's nothing wrong with that. So he's doing the avera anyway, so I'm assisting him, big deal. So what's the difference? There's nothing wrong with assisting a guy doing avera. The only thing is the denial of my chiyuv afrasha. But the chiyuv afrasha is a din of helping a guy who's assisting him in his performance, but since he's not shaykh to do mitzvahs altogether, it's not shaykh to assisting, so there's no chiyuv afrasha. Of the chiyuv afrasha, then you can't say my helping him, misayeya, is undermining my afrasha, because there is no afrasha. There's no intrinsic answer of misayeya, that's the point. I mean, it's going to do it with the Tosa's whole thing, is that if there were intrinsic answer to help a guy, then help a guy do out of error, then it would be, then it's, it doesn't matter whether he said it's a mumar or not. But if, as I'm saying, that's like Belif Ne'ever. Lifnei has nothing to do with helping a guy, or has to do with it's a maisa avera on my part to cause a guy to violate an iser. It has nothing to do with him wanting to violate this or not violating this. It's an avera for me. Right? It's an avera for me to cause an avera to happen. To be the cause of an avera, even in someone else. Now, I don't care if the guy's a mumar. The point is, it's also for me. It's going to be a guy. I can't cause a violation of the Torah. That's one halacha. That's the halacha of neiver. I can't cause a violation of the Torah. It doesn't matter what kind of guy he is. But there's no halacha, Messiah. There's no halacha. I can't assist another a violation of the Torah. That's not the halacha. Halacha Messiah is a totally different halacha, which is I have a chiv to help a guy, help prevent the guy from a violation, and therefore helping him to violate is denying my chiv to stop him from violating. But that chiv stopping him only applies to certain people, people who are involved in the system. So therefore the iser is only going to apply to certain people. Similar idea, I was just saying, a similar idea by Azov Tazov, by helping a guy load up his donkey. Halacha is that you're chayav to help him load it up. But if he sits on the side and says, you do it, you're not chayav. Halacha Azov Tazov emo with him. Your role is as a helper. So the helper means there's the primary guy and you're a helper. But it's not halacha you have to be the primary guy. So same thing here. As a guy is involved in Shemiras and Mitzvos, and you're helping him. But if a guy's not involved in the whole parsha, that's why he says a mumar. A mumar is a guy who removes himself. So if he's removed from the whole from the parsha, then you don't say helping him. For a guy, it's for different reasons. For a guy, I think it's just because the halacha is that you're mechuyav to help Jews. You know, mechuyav to help a guy in the shul. It's din of Klal Yisrael, there's a nichnas into the bris, that we're all responsible for each other. You can't just say, I'm doing the mitzvahs good and that's his problem. No, we're Klal Yisrael, we're a klal, and we took a bris that Klal Yisrael as a whole is enjoined to make sure all Klal Yisrael large is keep the mitzvahs. So that's because that's the nature of Klal Yisrael. Not chayev to every human being in that capacity. And so he's a guy. But if he's a Jew and he's a mumar, it's like a Jew, a guy, a mumar and a guy are excluded for different types of reasons, you know. Because a guy, even if you were trying to do the Shemesh Menach, I wouldn't be chayev to assist him. But it would be a good idea philosophically, but the chayevus is because of the bris of Klal Yisrael, which we accepted that upon ourselves. Okay, so now the question is, so what about Rashi? What does Rashi hold? Because Rashi holds, apparently there is Maseya by a guy. Rashi holds there is Maseya by a guy. And arguably by even more also. I think just simple, Rashi just learned simple, is that Maseya is an extension of Lifneiver. Okay, and there's Lifneiver means you're not allowed to cause a guy to be an avarion. But only if you're a cause. Right? The rice is only if you're a cause. But Midrabanan, the extended is that even if you're not a cause, you're just assisting a guy in doing an avera. It's also, that's like Lifnei Ver Derabanan. Just like it's also for you to cause an Avera. Now, even if the Avera is taking place, and you're just an assistant, you're helping the Avera take place, that's an extension, it's a further extension on your responsibility of Lifnei Ver. Okay, you're not bringing it about, but you're, so to speak, helping to bring it about. You're allowing, it would have happened anyways, but you're a helper, you're an assistant. So that's Deraisa, that's not Lifnei Ver. Lifnei Ver is where you really bring your cause. But here it's saying is that you're involved. I mean, you're right, it's true, it's bad for you, but it has a halachic address. It's not just, it's bad for you, because it's presumably an extension of Neiver. Extension of Neiver, just like if Neiver applies across the board, whether a guy's a Jew or a guy or a Mumar, so Maseya also, what's the difference? Maseya de Avera. Means you're helping an Avera. It's an direct extension of Neiver. But Tosus is making a big Kiddush. I mean, this is the way someone asked, is it has to do with Lifnei, I think, on the other day. But Tosus is making a big Kiddush. Then, no, Lifnei is only Lifnei is when you're causing him. And we say, which is the opponent, is nothing at all to do with Lifnei. It's a whole new thing that there's a Chiv to be Mafresh, to help a guy in the Shemir Sam Mitzvahs. And this is undermining that Chiv of Rasha, and therefore only applies by a Jew who's the Shemir Sam Mitzvahs. And that's a Kiddush. He's making a big move. There's the natural. The natural address for the idea of Messiah, which is an extension of Naiva. So presumably that's what Rashi learns. It's a straight way to learn. You know what I mean? You can't hold Rashi to Tosas Chedesh. According to Rashi, it's really an Esser. It's not a Chiv. It's really a certain extension like Lefneva. Lefneva deraisa is also to cause a guy to violate. And Lefneva derabanan is Messiah is also to help a guy violate. Right? According to Tosas, no. Lefneva is an Esser. But Hafrasha, the Messiah is like a denial of the Chi of Hafrasha. Different kind of a thing. It's a big nafkamina. I mean, I guess mean, you go by the Shach. I mean, the Shach is possibly there. I was saying everyone agrees with that. I don't know, the Shach doesn't even mention Rashi. The Magen Avraham found it. But I mean, it's a big, now this thing could come up. I mean, you have people who aren't from, and it could come to giving, you know, causing them to assist them in their violations of Isurim. Like, and it comes to give him bread, and he's not going to wash. I don't know, you have cases like this, you know? I mean, cases where, I mean, Lufnever is also Shaykh, where it's really Asur. I mean, if a guy, if he couldn't do that Avera without you, you're not allowed to let him, you're not allowed to help him do it. That's a big question, I think, if you invite people over for bar mitzvahs on Shabbos. You know, from people, people aren't from, and you invite them to your bar mitzvah, you know, they're going to drive. So they wouldn't be driving at the air with that if you didn't invite them. I mean, maybe they drive somewhere else, whatever, but I mean, that's, you're causing them to violate the thing and drive.
Like a way out. They do
that. In theory, that's the problem with it. There are a lot of problems. I mean, these are things you have to think about, especially if you interact with people who aren't from. You know, you have to think about these things. I mean, according to Rashi, certainly, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's going to be a problem, it would seem. But I mean, it would seem the Shach, I mean, it seems you could really make like the Shach. I mean, even the Ramah brings down some machlokas. He's saying is that we're knowing that we make it. So definitely make it like that. But I mean, real if naive, I mean, you can have cases where the guy really couldn't do the thing without you. You know, he wouldn't be able to do it without you. I mean, it's harder, like, you know. Like if you say, can you pick me up? I don't know. You have to work out cases. I mean, you have to figure out, you know, I'm sure each case is different. But I'm sure there wouldn't be cases. If you keep this in mind, interaction with people who aren't from, I'm sure you can come up with cases where you're going to have real neighbor problems. If neighbors are Deraisa, there's nothing, you know, you have to be careful about it. I mean, it depends how much you interact with people who aren't from, but if you do, then it's something which you have to be concerned about. It's also not that comfortable socially to tell a guy, no, sorry, I can't get you, you know, I don't know, I can't give you this non-kosher food, you know, especially become like a sore topic, you know. It's rough. I mean, that's the problem. It's rough having friends who aren't, you know, aren't from it, you know. It's just, I don't know, a practical problem. And it's a practical problem, but, and when you have friends like that, yeah, it's hard to, you know, you run to make sure you don't compromise your ideals. I mean, as Chazal says, you know, you should stay away from a bad friend. I mean, bad friends could cause you, you know, it could affect you, and it could affect, you know, just in general. Socially, you can't put the social ahead of halacha, but it's very hard. I mean, friends are, you know, a lot of emotions involved. It's hard to just diss your friend, you know. Yeah, okay. So we're going to go further. Just going to get some shot for what I'll do, I guess, tomorrow. It's on Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Okay? Further in the Gemara in Shabbos. So this is going to get into a very interesting topic. Okay? And it's eventually working its way into the big sugya about, I think we're going to sidetrack a little bit, into malacha, if you have two people doing a malacha. For instance, if you have, let's say you do otzah, so you have a heavy couch and two people carry it. So is that otzah lechayev? Or if you have, let's say, a light cell phone and two people carry it, is that otzah? Or just in general, malacha, two people doing isurim. Okay, so I mean, it's going to get to that. But let's start with, so the Gemara says like this. It's kind of shnehem peturim. Because basically, let me just fill you in the Gemara. The Gemara basically just had this whole count. Says, really, there are eight. Remember the Mishnah had Shtayim Shein Arba Fnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Chutz. There's four, a bunch of cases, eight cases of Otzah. So the Gemara says, really have 12 cases of Otzah. So it says, no, it's only counting the four Deoraisos and the four Derabanans, which could lead to a Chiyav Chatas. But it's not counting the ones, the other Derabanans. But basically, it turns out that if you have, essentially, the cases in the Mishnah is, if you have a case where you do Otzah, where one guy does a Akira, and the other guy does a Hanacha, right, one guy, actually, you're familiar with this, right? One guy does the Akira, one guy picks it up in one Rishos, and then gives it to the other guy, and the other guy puts it down in the other Rishos. So they're both Pater. Okay? So they're both Pater. So the Gemara asks, it says they're both, Shnehem Peturin, Viha is Avida Melacha Mi Beinayu. Okay, Peturin is the last word in the line, halfway down the page, Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, but they did the malacha between the two of them. So why is it that if you have one guy do a kid, one guy do an alcha, they're both potter? But after all, they did the malacha through both of them. Okay, it's not clear exactly what the question is, but that's the question. But why, you know? I mean, previously we understood this, because neither guy is doing the malacha. But that's, apparently the Gemara doesn't like that. So what do you mean? But they did the malacha. Okay? So if you look, at Tosus, Tosus explains the question. I'll just do the Tosus, but basically Tosus says like this. It says, "In the Tosus Shnei Peturim, so Vidim Lachol Mibenayo, Eino Koya Masnisan." It's not going on the Mishnah. Shai Reisha the Shnei Peturim, the Hainu Pasha Osnei Lefneu Kaboy the Kamon. That's basically he's saying is that it's not asking on the Mishnah, because the Gemara didn't get up to analyzing this part of the Mishnah yet. So the question isn't on this part of the Mishnah. Rather, Alakoy, I might decalmer Peturi Dosa de Chiv Chatas Kachashiv. Avachatas Lasbu, El Shnei Peturim. It's rather, since the Gemara just mentioned that they're both Potter, they're Abonon, right? They're not Chayiv Chatas. Now the Gemara is asking. Ve'amai, ve'hotzavida milachal mibinayu. Okay, now here's the main part where he explains. The lo parach she is chayev harishon. He's saying he's not asking that the first guy should be chayev. Okay, if you have one guy do a kira, one guy do a nacha, he's not saying the first guy should be chayev. The ain svara dal yidei hasheni she also hanacha v'gomar malacha is chayev harishon, because there's no svara to say if I pick a thing up and the other guy completes the malacha that I should be chayev. I mean, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I just picked it half of the first half of it. But he says, Ela Asheni Kaparach. She is chayev l'fishal yado nigmar malacha. But the second guy, he's really completing the malacha. So he should be chayev. Why isn't he chayev? Because the first guy, he really, if you would have stopped where he stopped, nothing happened. But the second guy, he's really completing the malacha. So he should be chayev. Okay? I mean, we have to define this, but that's the Gemara's question. Why isn't the second guy chayev? So the Gemara answers, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Me'am ha'aretz be'asosa. It's talking about, you have to look at the pasuk. What it's saying is that be'asosa is when a guy does an avera, be'asosa, when he does it, he'll be chayev achatas. Okay, if a guy does it, so what I mean does it? It says ha'osa es kula, ve'lo ha'osa es miktsasa. So it's be'asosa means he does it, the whole thing. So it's a limud, be'asosa means it's that he has to do the whole thing, not that he does part of it. Okay, you're not chayev for doing part of it. Okay, namely, yachid ve'asa osa chayev. If it's one guy and he does, he's chayev. Shnayim ve'asa osa peturim. But if two people do it, then they're potter. Because it says, be'asa osa. You have to do the whole thing. You can't split it halfway with the other guy. It manami, emirchi v'argan, nizvi pechabur, v'amru be'asa osa. Yachid shasa chayev, shnayim shasa peturim. So it's a limud from be'asa osa, which teaches you that you have to do the whole thing. Okay, you have to do the whole malacha, otherwise it's not happening. Rashi says, "Me'am haaretz v'asosa the gabei chatas." It's possible by chatas. Okay, so you have a maskana here. If you have hotzah, basically taking place through two people, should the second guy should be chayev? Maskana is no v'asosa. So osa is kula, v'asosa is miktsasa. That they're both going to be potter. Okay, that's basically the first. That's going to be the first thing to find. After you do that, you can try to work out that second tosis. V'asosa v'chol hasvara. Okay. But you'll see. You can look at that if you want. Let me just tell you one point. Is the chashman. It's a little bit hard to follow. But I think what he's saying is that there's two limudim here. There's two questions. One case is if two people do it. And like, there's two ways for two people to do something. You can have one guy does akira, one guy does hanacha. That's one way. And the other way is where two people simultaneously carry something out. You know, so that's a little different, right? Because one guy does kira, one guy does hanacha, neither guy did the whole thing. But when two guys carry something together, they both did the whole thing. So it's not the exact same case. You know what I mean? Like here, for instance, you'd say, what's lacking if one guy did a kira, not hanacha? Or he did hanacha, not a kira? You say, you didn't even do the whole thing. You didn't even do the whole malacha. You don't be asosa. You have to do the whole malacha. It's not because two people are doing it. Forget two people. You didn't even do the whole malacha. But like, when two people carry it across, you did do the whole malacha. It's just that you did it as a team. You know, you have another guy with you. So basically, there's two ways. The pasuk really, it's not. It's totally going to be bothered, but that be'asosa is really written with mapakei. And be'asosa means it's nefesh achas techada b'shgaga be'asosa. It just means in its doing, which means the nefesh is doing. In it, on the nefesh. That's what it means. That the real shot in the pasuk, if you look at it, is not talking about where you do it. It means where it does, the nefesh, which is singular. So the real limud there is not that you have to do the whole thing, but that it has to be a nefesh, a singular person doing it. I mean, that's what I think Tosos is pointing at. You'll see if you do that second Tosos, I mean, that's what he's bothered by, that it doesn't really, the Gemara is kind of falsifying the limud here. It's not really true to the pasuk. And that's one of his problems. But I mean, we'll get into that. Okay, so I think what we'll do is, for tomorrow, I guess, try to define the machlokas here, with the Havin Raskana, and then try to work through this Tosos Biasosa. Okay, and it's going to lead us into getting into this Gemara. He's quoting there in Hamatznia. Okay, it's Adi Gemel. Okay, it's very interesting stuff. Okay?